You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
Welcome back. It is time for another edition of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. It's Power to the Small Business, episode number 25. That's right, 25 of these dudes under the belt. My name is Jay Arrett. I am a small business marketing coach, consultant, speaker, and blog author located in the center of the small business marketing universe, which happens to be Waco, Texas, actually just outside Waco in a little community called Woodway, Texas. And it is from this location that we find the brightest marketing minds and pick their brains so we can both learn from them. And we've got a great guest today, but first let's tell you where you can find everything. My blog is The Marketing Spot Small Business Marketing Blog. It can be found at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. You can find the archive of all the past shows of Power to the Small Business at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes by searching for Power to the Small Business. You can also click the link on the blog for this show and subscribe to iTunes. That way, it's also available on Zoom. My website is themarketingspot.com. Now you have all the vitals. Let's talk about our guest today. It's Ari Weinzweig. He is co-founder and CEO of the Zingerman's Community of Businesses located in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I first came across the Zingerman story when I picked up the book Small Giants by Bo Burlingham. Amongst many of the great business stories that Bo has in Small Giants was the Zingerman story, the Zingerman's Community of Businesses. And back in 1992, when Ari Weinzweig and Paul Saginaw had this successful business called Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor, Michigan, they launched a two-year dialogue about what to do in the future. Should they expand? Should they franchise? They decided rather than try and duplicate and clone their success at Zingerman's Delis, rather than dilute that brand, they decided to expand the brand into a community of businesses. And that's what we have today, the Zingerman's Community of Businesses. And it includes 9 different businesses, a mail order business, a deli business, a catering business, bakehouse, coffee, a training center, a roadhouse, full-service restaurant, a creamery with cheese, and a teaching bakery, all those under the Zingerman's Community of Business. It's quite unique, and I'll post a link to their website on the blog so you can get a chance to see it there. And you can get some inside information. They give you what they call free samples on the ZingTrain website of what goes on inside the Zingerman's Community of Businesses. And I saw Ari in a video talk about the experience of Zingerman's, and they said, this is what Zingerman's is all about. It's the experience that Zingerman's delivers. And I'm a firm believer here at the Marketing Spot that the customer experience is one of the most important aspects of your marketing plan. It has to be remarkable. We've talked about that in several articles recently on the blog, and we've had some other podcasts about the experience. And that's what led me to contact Ari Weinzweig and try and discover some insights into the secret of the Zingerman's experience, how they've built this amazing community of brands based on the experience. So we got a hold of Ari. He graciously agreed to give us some of his time, although he's a very busy guy, so we were lucky to catch him. And since we did, let's pick his brain. Okay, we go live to the Skype line where Ari Weinzweig, co-founding partner and CEO of Zingerman's Community of Businesses, joins us for this edition of the big show. And Ari, hey, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Ari's joining us from Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is where the Zingerman's Community of Businesses is located. If you've ever read the book Small Giants, then you get a good background on Zingerman's. And Ari, I guess since it's been a few years since Small Giants has been written, have you expanded much or changed the Zingerman's way of doing things?
Well, I wouldn't say that we've changed. I mean, we're always trying to get better, so everything's always on the move, hopefully, mostly in the positive direction. Trying to think when it came out to tell you exactly what we might have done, but you know, it's still basically just doing the same things that we've been working on for a long time. I mean, trying to deliver a great experience to customers and staff and make the food better and keep trying to improve on every level.
When you founded the company, you made the decision that you were going to stay in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, which is why some people have never seen or possibly ever heard of Zingerman's before. And so now you're still in the Ann Arbor area. Can you just give us a brief background about what made you decide to stay in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area?
Well, when Paul and I opened the business in 82, it was even more than just staying in Ann Arbor area. We just knew that we only wanted one place. We didn't want to open a chain. We didn't want to open a franchise setting. We were really clear on that in our minds. I mean, we didn't call it a vision then, but I mean, we knew that we wanted, you know, this one really unique store that was really connected into the community and that would be different than what you might find in other cities, where we would give people a great place to work and give the customers coming in something special. And, so that was very clear. We expanded the original building was only 1,300 square feet, so it was just about 25 seats, I think, and, you know, me and Paul and a couple employees. So we added on to that building in 86. We renovated an old house next door to the building in 91. We're in a historic district, so it's a little bit difficult to make those sorts of changes, but we did. And in the early 90s, we Paul and I ended up in about a year-long, dialogue, discussion, argument, discussion, whatever, where he started out by asking me, sort of what I wanted us to be doing 10 years down the road, and I, really didn't feel like having that discussion, but he kept pushing, and we stayed in it for quite a while, and, we spent about a year working on it, and by the end of the year, we came out with the long-term vision for the organization that we called Zingerman's 2009, and I think you've read that, but it outlined that we would grow by creating a community of businesses here in the Ann Arbor area. We would stay true to the idea of only having the one deli, but we would open other Zingerman's businesses all in this area. Each would have a managing partner or partners in it that own part of that business. We would operate as one organization, but with these semi-autonomous pieces within it. And then again, we could provide a really positive opportunity for the people who worked here to grow and learn and stay really connected into the community.
So now you have this community of businesses all located up in the Ann Arbor area, and I happen to see a snippet of one of your training videos on your Zing Train website talking about your mission. And you said in that video that your mission was to deliver a great experience to everyone we interact with. And you said that's what we do. We deliver great experiences.
Yep.
How did you arrive at that mission? What led you to go that direction?
Well, we wrote it. there was a work group of, I think, 8 people plus me and Paul. This is in the early 90s. And we embarked on a project to write a mission statement and our guiding principles or values. We spent about 6 months working on it. We used a process which we now call bottom line change, which is our organizational change process, which is all about involving as many people as possible in the change as opposed to the old model of leaving them out until the end. So over the course of that 6 months, we probably had, 85 of the 100 change people that were working at the deli got involved. And mission statements, as we know it, are meant to answer 4 questions. What do you do? Why do you do it? Who are you that's doing it, and for whom are you doing it? And, when we worked on the what do, after many hours of discussion, we came to the agreement that what we did was deliver an experience, and that's what's in the mission, and that's what we do.
So is that the glue that ties all the Zingerman's community of businesses together?
No, I mean, it's one piece. I mean, we're all committed to the same long-term vision. We've since written a new one because we got too close to 2009, so we have it written now for 2020. The same values, the same mission, the same look and feel, so that, whatever Zingerman's business you're dealing with, you should be getting pretty similar experiences, although each applied in its own unique context. But no, we operate as one organization. The partners meet every 2 weeks, and we, as we should, we'll always struggle with the, balance between central direction and autonomy, but that's not unique to us.
So you have this Zingerman's experience umbrella, and you mentioned those 4 questions that you ask. How do you train your people, or do you train your people on delivering a good experience?
Yeah, well, I mean, the experience is everything. So it's not just, it's the quality of the food, it's the service, it's the way we treat each other. I mean, it's woven into everything that we do. I mean, so we do quite a bit of training. I mean, we have a whole business, Zing Train, which, runs training seminars and does training outside the organization for other companies, but we also do a ton of internal training, you know, both on shift and then, you know, quite a long series of different classes. And, you know, again, we have a fair amount of autonomy, so different businesses will do it in different ways, but, you know, we share much of it. So the orientation class for the whole Zingerman's community, you know, Paul and I still teach, teaching it this afternoon, actually.
But you do more than teach just your own employees and your own partners. You teach anybody who wants to be trained up there. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we have a business that's what we do, Zing Train. In fact, right now, 10 feet above my head, they're running one of the seminars right now. It's his bottom line training, which is about our approach to training. And we've got, you know, people here from all over the country, South Dakota, New York, whatever. You know, we only take about 20, 25 people in each session, so they're very hands-on. And we do a whole series of seminars, one on leadership, one on service, one on merchandising. We've got a new one we're rolling out next month on sort of the employment experience. Then we have like a two-day basically survey course that we call the Zingerman's Experience Seminar that touches a little bit on everything.
You do talk a lot about service, Ari, in the materials that I've seen. How important is great service to the entire customer experience?
It's critical. I mean, how can you have a good one without it? You know, the customer decides, so we need to do all of it well. But yeah, we do a ton of training on service, but I mean, that doesn't make the food taste any better, so you got to have the food be good too.
You talk about breaking the rules a lot, and I guess it's, I don't know if it's a policy or not, but how do you implement that and get employees comfortable with a system that says, go ahead, break the rules?
Well, you have to teach them. I mean, because they're, you know, beaten down by society to never do that, except, you know, they do it anyway, but they don't tell you about it. But, you know, you just build it. I mean, A, you teach it. B, you build a culture where the people who've been here a long time understand that, and, you know, we'll teach it on shift, and then you got to recognize and reward it when they do it. You know, and sometimes they don't do it perfectly, but that's true of most things in life. And then our job is to, you know, constructively correct, and then, but more importantly, to reward them for thinking out of the box and being willing to take a chance to get a great experience to the customer instead of just doing what everybody else does in most places, which is just say there's nothing I can do or read the rules to them.
Do you have any, maybe some recent examples of someone working for Zingerman's that kind of broke the rules in favor of the customer?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it happens every day. I mean, it's just, you know, made a special item for somebody that wasn't on the menu, or they charged a different price because the customer didn't like the price, or they jumped them ahead in the line because their mother was sick and they needed to get home. I mean, it's not like some constant, huge event. It's really more about small little things where people are going to do the right thing and use their brain and intelligence and insight to do what needs to be done, as opposed to most places where I think people are trained to just follow the rules.
I know you bring people up there to train them, and just about any small business in the country can come up there and take one of your Zing training courses.
Yep.
But if a business wants to start building a brand based on delivering a great experience, what advice do you have for them? Where do they start?
Well, I mean, you can start small or you can start big. I guess, I mean, if you're starting bigger, I would write, you know, I mean, we do a lot of work in our leadership stuff, but really everything around the concept of visioning, which is all about starting with the end in mind and painting a picture of what success looks like down the road. So you might go 5 years out and describe what it's like when a customer comes into your business, you know, whether that's on the phone, on the web, in person, or all of the above, and why it's great and why it's special. And that's not the plan of how you get there. It's just what it's going to look like when you've successfully achieved it. Later you come back and do the plan once you've agreed on where you're going. So one place to start is write a vision of what that experience is like. The other place is just start doing it every day and, you know, just put it into practice. Probably, you know, other things you got to do, you got to teach, you know, be clear about your expectations. You got to model it every day, nonstop. And then, of course, the more you can measure it and reward it, the more effective you're going to be.
So you offer these seminars at the Zing Train. What kind of business do you think it would be good for people to make the trip to Ann Arbor?
Any business. We get small startups. We've had huge companies, healthcare, legal firms, dental firms, booksellers, libraries. We got a physical therapist up there today. We got a winemaker up there today. We've got auto companies. It's all the same. You know, leadership is leadership. service is service. I mean, it's, you got to adapt it to the details of your own work, but it's pretty universally applicable. I think open book finance is the same. You know, it's the same in any kind of business. I mean, you have to adapt it to the particulars of your setting and your culture and your people, but the basic approach is the same.
So now you have the Zingerman community of businesses, which I'm looking, it looks like you have 9 separate businesses right now. Do you have any plans for adding more to the Zingerman's family?
Well, the 2020 vision says that we'll have 12 to 15 by 2020. I don't know exactly what they'll be. The drive always comes from the prospective partner and what they want to do. Paul's major work, or one of the big pieces of his work, is to work with the prospective partners. So at any given time, we probably get 2 to 15 different people that, you know, we're talking to, of which, you know, one might actually happen. But, you know, it's really driven by what they want to do. So we've got people interested in all sorts of things, but being interested in actually signing on and doing it are not the same.
Except for, I guess, the Zing train, most of them seem to be centered around food. Will you keep it?
Well, it needs to be food or food-related, and Zing train certainly is our target clientele, although we certainly serve all industries. You know, the food world is our target clientele. So, yeah, our values say, our guiding principles say that it needs to be food or food-related.
Well, Ari, if people want to learn a little bit more about you, the way you do things in Zingerman's, is there another place they can go? Do you have any books that maybe you've written?
I do. I wrote one about food. It's called Zingerman's Guide to Good Eating, and that's out and about. And then there's one on service, which you asked a lot of questions, good questions about, called Zingerman's Guide to Giving Great Service. And then I've got one coming out this spring on bacon. As in pork belly, which will be exciting too.
A book on bacon.
Yes, sir. I see you're excited.
I love bacon.
Way to go. Well, put it on your list.
There you go. Might be on the reading list for 2009. Well, Ari, I appreciate you joining us and sharing a little bit of insight into the Zingerman's way of doing things and a little peek into the Zingerman's community of business. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, sir. You have a good day.
That's Ari Weinswag, co-founder and CEO of the Zingerman's Community of Businesses. You know what I found real interesting in that conversation with Ari was the emphasis that he put on values, a mission statement, and a vision for the future. And you notice in his mission statements, the 4 questions that he gave, yes, he had the what question in there, but he also had the why and the who question. Why do you do it? And who are you that's doing it? And then he adds the question, for whom are you going to do it? Those are all questions that oftentimes get left out of a mission statement. We like to think about the what and the how questions, but we often forget the why and the who questions. And when it came down to it, Zingerman's was about the experience. So they built that company, that community of businesses, on the experience. Good insights. I highly recommend going to the Zing Train website, picking up some free samples there. Who knows, maybe you want to go up there, but also pick up the book Small Giants by Bo Burlingham. And it's got some great examples for the small business entrepreneur on how to be a company that's great instead of just a company that's trying to get bigger. And that wraps it up for this episode of Power to the Small Business. Remember, you can catch all the show notes on the blog. That's at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. Catch the archive of past shows at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. Hey, if you got a question or you want to suggest a topic, you can do that in the comment section of the blog or drop me an email. My email address is jay@themarketingspot.com. And we've got some great guests lined up for some future episodes. They're coming soon, so make sure you subscribe to us by iTunes, and then you'll never miss another episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.